While lawmakers convened at the state capitol, about 800 citizens who elected them got together at a Madison Convention Center.
Could we ask you to make a name tag first, please?
Yep. This way you register?
The so-called People's Legislature was held a couple miles away from the capitol, where citizens were conducting their own political business.
We're not here to persuade you to join a political party, or to condemn the existing ones, or to relive the November election, or even to take up the all-important issue of war and peace.
Ed Garvey told the assembled crowd of Democrats, Libertarians, and smattering of Republicans why they were there, to reclaim a political process he says has been overtaken by lobbyists representing special interests.
You and I are irrelevant. And why? Because we can't or won't play their game. You and I can't afford to pay for play.
Another unsuccessful candidate for governor, Libertarian Ed Thompson, says money not only plays a role in what bills are passed, but who is elected. He attributes his surprisingly strong election showing 2 years ago to people's disgust with what he referred to as Republicrats, politicians who differ in party name, but not substance.
They outspent me 42-1. They beat me 4-1. So the people are out there telling you something. We're fed up.
One of those who wants political change is Teku Ronsman of Green Bay. She signed a petition demanding broadcast outlets give free airtime to candidates so third parties don't get shut out.
I'm so disappointed in my representatives right now, so I'm hoping we can come up with some solutions so that our current legislators will start being more accountable.
Although many at the event expressed dismay with lawmakers, a few elected officials did show up at the People's Legislature. All were liberal Democrats who knew they were unlikely to get the cold shoulder from a crowd that was heated up about the current state of politics in Wisconsin.
So why a People's Legislature? Why not? The lobbyists have one. We want our own.
Shalene Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.